afternoon game from Arthur, Nebraska. Six-man battle. These two teams have hooked up a few times, had some really good games in the past couple of years. Arthur County and Southwest. We just heard from Coach Kramer talking about the Wolves. Let's talk now about Southwest head coach Christian Arterburn. Coach, you had your first, finally got a chance to play. Get your varsity kids won for real last week, and kids did great once again with a big win. Put a lot of points on the board. Your play 69-12. Everybody got a chance to play. It's a great, great start of the season for that bunch, wasn't it?
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a much better start, and our weekly goal is to go 1-0, so we accomplished that goal last week, and like you said, we got to play a lot of guys, a lot of minutes. Arthur's pretty young, and so our starters did what they needed to do. They came in and put some points on the board in the first quarter, and they played really good defense, and then we got some young guys in again, and that's going to help us out in coming down the road here. We got some freshmen that we're going to expect a lot out of coming further on in the season. And they've got two very quality chances to play a game, that JV game at Heartland Lutheran the other day, and then they played a lot of minutes against Harvard. So it's always nice when you can get everybody on the field. And I think our starters, though, are itching to play a full game, and they're going to get that opportunity this Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that's one big kicker with some of these games are a little lopsided sometimes. The plus is you get a chance to play a lot of kids, but, boy, your starters need a four-quarter game because you've got those games down the line.
They do, and we look down our schedule the rest of the way, and like I told our starters, it's frustrating when you only get to play a quarter for them, but they got their young guys in, and they're going to help us, like we said, they're going to help us in the future, and looking down our schedule, they're not going to see very many reps off the rest of the season, and especially with this Friday at Arthur, you got to really play a really good football team and a little more heat than we've seen in the last 2 weeks, so they're definitely going to have to be prepared to play the four quarters on Friday.
Yep, I saw that forecast, and they kind of inched that high temperature up a little bit more each day, and I saw mid-90s, and whoo, boy, for an afternoon, middle of the afternoon, 3 o'clock or so, it's going to be a little toasty out there.
Yeah, it is, and it seems like anytime you go to Arthur, and they're used to playing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they always play an afternoon at home, and they're a little more seasoned to it, and it seems like it's always the hottest day of the year when we go up there. So, like we told our kids, they got to take care of their bodies this week and hydrate. We can't really afford to have anybody go down cramping-wise. So, hopefully, they're doing that to take care of their bodies. And but at the end of the day, both teams have got to play in that heat. It's not just on one sideline. So, hopefully, it doesn't affect what we want to do too much, and we can continue what we want to do what we want to do.
I think you're long overdue for against the Wolves. They've had your number the last couple of years. Still remember that one? What was it? 2022 at their place, 49-45. That was a whale of a game back just a few years ago.
Yeah, and it seems like anytime Arthur and us get together, it's a whale of a game. And you go back to that game, and I believe at that time Arthur was ranked number 2, and we walk in there and we scratched and crawled and did everything we could to win that game, and just came up a little bit short. And Coach Kramer and staff do a heck of a job having them prepared. And then you come back to last year here, and it's tied at 2-point game at halftime, and then they end up getting the ball to bounce their way a couple times and beat us by 12. So anytime Arthur and Southwest get together in a football game, it's going to be a great football game. And like I said, Coach Kramer and staff do a heck of a job over there. But we hope this year is the year we can get over the hump and finally get them.
This will be the third RPAC conference teams. They played with playing Wallace, lost a close one with Wallace week one. Did come back and sound like they handled Medicine Valley last week. So you've got films on both these teams, last two games. What do you like about this Arthur County team this year?
Yeah, both Wallace and Med Valley kind of run different style offense than what they'll see from us. So it's kind of hard to see what we'll get defensively. So we went back and watched the previous years and see what we can do against them. And hopefully we got a good read on that. And defensively, I thought Wallace did a really good job of holding. Arthur's always going to score points, but I think Wallace did a really good job of limiting their chances to score. And this Arthur team, they're a little bit younger than they usually are, and maybe a touch smaller than they usually are. So we're hoping we can come out and be a little more physical than them this week. And I think the more physical team on Friday afternoon is going to win the ball game.
Reese Swanson has 6 touchdown passes in 2 games, so apparently they can sling it around a little bit, can't they?
Yeah, they're a little more throw heavy than they have been in the past, and I was just we're looking at his stats, and he's thrown for 278 yards and, like you said, six touchdowns, and he's pretty efficient. He's throwing the ball for 60%. And then you add the Gorwell kid in the backfield. He's a very dynamic running back, a little bit smaller, but very dynamic, quick running back, something we haven't seen yet this year. And then the Pilikowski kid on the end, in my opinion, he's one of the better players we'll see this year, and he does a great job on both offense and defense. So if we can contain those three guys and try to make their youth beat us, we'll be in a better shape.
And I'm sure you're excited to see what your kids can do against, it's going to be a tougher opponent this week. You realize that, but you feel like offensively your kids scored a lot last week. Let's see what we can do against a little bit better defense this week.
100%. I think we're very two-dimensional this year compared to what we've been in the past. So you might see Jacob Barber or Houston Billiter running the football pretty well. And then you still got Gage Hammond and Barber and Braxton Hammond in the pass game, too. And then we got two young freshmen that are doing a really good job. So we kind of want to lean on our offense. Our defense has always been phenomenal. But like I said, Arthur's going to score points. So we got to go touchdown for touchdown with them. And then those extra points become critical. But those guys like Houston and Gage and our upperclassmen are just a DeMario Cutter. They're ready to rumble and they're ready to roll this week.